God never tires of forgiving us. We are the ones who tire of seeking His mercy. Those words of Pope Francis will serve as a guide for us during this Lent. And how many times have we come to God on this day desiring to receive ashes as a sign of our repentance and then found ourselves a few days later in just the same situation that we began? We desire to turn away from sin, but we so often soon find ourselves right back where we started. How many times, we ask ourselves. Other times, perhaps, we begin Lent and we feel that this is the Lent where I'll break out of my complacency. Now is the time to dig deeper in my faith, my relationship with God. It certainly is, friends. Now is the acceptable time, as St. Paul says. And yet, don't we find often the change doesn't just happen by wanting it? So often we find ourselves spinning our wheels, waiting for something, wanting it, and yet nothing changes. We feel like we're getting nowhere. The process can simply discourage us. We get tired. Tired of saying one thing and then doing another. Tired of wanting something so badly and then not obtaining it. Tired of letting my selfish desires and laziness control my life. Tired of begging for forgiveness for the same fault over and over and over again. But God is not tired. He never gets discouraged. He never loses hope. He never even hesitates to forgive us when we come to Him, returning with our whole heart, broken as it may be. In fact, not only does God not get tired of forgiving us, He is tirelessly pursuing us, doing all He can to invite us to return to Him, to repent of whatever else we've got our lives stuck in that keep us from Him. He invites us to live for Him and in Him. Over and over, tirelessly, He pursues us. And what is it that gives us the confidence to return to Him? What gives us the hope that we have that this will be the time that we can change for the good? Is it the strength and the resolve that we find in ourselves? Absolutely not. As we know, that has failed us before. This is not a self-help religion. This is not one where we go to a motivational speaker to arouse faith in us. This is the faith that Jesus Christ Himself brought about and has been passed on from generation to generation. It is a faith that depends on God having come to earth to show in the flesh His mercy. So we can say we have confidence, but it is His mercy that gives us the confidence, not anything that we do. Jesus forgave Peter, who denied knowing Him 3 times. He forgave Paul, who had been killing Jesus' followers. And what do we see in Paul? That he has become an ambassador for Christ, preaching the same mercy to others that he himself received. "We implore you," he says, "I beg you, be reconciled to God." And because God's mercy has been shown to us in history, we have confidence that we can return to Him once again. His mercy lasts from age to age. It is the great boast of all of history. It is famous from the heights of the earth to its depths. His mercy itself is what gives us confidence to begin again, just as St. Paul did. It is not us. It is not our resolve or sincerity. It is Him. And let us never forget that. And let's never allow ourselves to give up on that. Let's never stay down after we've fallen. Just imagine a toddler trying to learn to walk. The father is there to help him. The baby falls down. again and again? Does it exhaust the father to help the child up? Would he ever get tired? But we, do we want to stay down? Do we not desire to get up? No matter how many times we've fallen, we cannot give up. We will fall again, likely, but the Father will still be there. And He does not tire. He is the one who gives us the confidence to get up and begin again. Though we may tire of seeking God's mercy, He never tires of forgiving us. Very briefly, as we look at our gospel passage, our practice of Lent we see is based on the discipline of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. What are these things other than practices that help dispose our hearts to repentance, to seek God's mercy? So we want to look at those, and in a special way this Lent you'll be hearing a PR campaign from me. PR, prayer, and reconciliation. Those are the two things that I desire for our parish to really strive for. And so, in terms of prayer, the church will be open again from 6 in the morning until 6 at night, and most weeknights until 9 o'clock at least. So please come, take time for prayer, for private, silent prayer in the presence of our merciful Lord. I want to encourage also the prayer of the Stations of the Cross, Thursdays at 5:30, where we enter into the depths of God's love for us as we remember what Jesus did, His passion, His death, the mercy that He showed on earth. And we also have a very special 8-week program that we'll be doing on prayer. It's called Oremus. It's Latin for Let Us Pray. The staff went through this program and it was amazing. It's beautiful how it teaches us to relate to God on a more intimate level and personal level. And it's beautiful in that everyone can benefit from it and everyone can do this. Prayer, the prayer of the heart, is not beyond reach for any of us. But we do need to learn. And so I really strongly encourage you to take part in this Oremus program. There are daytime and evening groups, so please look in your bulletin and in those purple sheets as you leave for a way to get involved in that. They begin next week. In terms of reconciliation, imagine that you're married. For some of you, it shouldn't be too hard to imagine that. But this would be hard to imagine. If your spouse told you that Saturday, every Saturday at 3:15, I'm going to go sit in this little room, and you can come to me, you can tell me anything you've done wrong, any way you've hurt me, any way you've betrayed me, and I can't get angry at you for it. I won't punish you for it. In fact, I'll forgive you unconditionally and immediately if you show that you're sorry. And I won't bring it up ever again. And it will not hurt our relationship. On the contrary, it will lead to an even deeper love. You'd probably doubt it, right? You know, it might terrify you, the thought of doing that. But what if you had every reason to believe that your spouse was speaking the truth? They were not lying. It deeply saddens me when I sit in the confession and no one comes. Not because I think it has anything to do with me, but because I know how much God loves you, that you are God's beloved, and He wants so desperately to give the gift of forgiveness, and so often we ignore it. Imagine what the spouse would say if week after week they sat there, 3:15 on a Saturday, and nothing happened. I guess my spouse doesn't trust me. I guess they don't want to go deeper. Jesus is waiting for you there in the sacrament of reconciliation. And remember, the goal of God's mercy is reconciliation, that we would be back together with Him. The sacrament of reconciliation comes right out of God's heart. as well as right out of the lips of our Savior Jesus. He's waiting for you. Trust Him. Come back to Him. Confess your sins. And you will most certainly experience a deeper intimacy, more closeness with God. This Lent, let's not give up before we start. Yes, maybe we've been here on Ash Wednesday many times before, full of hopes and dreams for a grace-filled Lent. And before the ashes are washed off our foreheads, maybe we fall. But our Father wants to help us to get up again. We may be tired, but let's not give up. Let us get up. God never tires. He never tires of helping us get up once we've fallen. He never tires of showing us His mercy. He never tires of forgiving us.